Chapter 99. When the literary magazine came out, Rom was impressed by its size and cover. The cover was a high-class explosion of fruits, flowers, and birds that were arranged in the middle of a wooded scene with a hint of a blue and white sky in the background. The yellows and blues and purples and reds sprang out at the reader. Rom thumbed through it quickly to see which of his four submissions were in the magazine. When he saw his name in print, a rush of adrenaline surged in him. It was his poem, Leopards in the Temple. He'd written it about Franz Kafka and borrowed the title from one of Kafka's Parables and Paradoxes. His eyes moved quickly over the lines. He liked what he saw. His was the only poem on the page. He winced when he saw the parentheses that he'd grown too fond of using. He realized again that they added nothing to the piece. He wanted to erase them, but there they were, in print. He heard Warren Lashley's admonishment in his head about being foolish for letting things go before they were ready. He could hear his southern drawl saying, "Your impatience causes your poems to be flawed." Well, it's one of the things that causes them to be flawed. Ron felt his ears burn. He leafed through the pages, and there was another of his poems. The title of this one was a line of French that he'd copied out of the Magic Mountain. When he wrote the poem, he pictured Robin and himself as figures in a painting. She was looking out at the world, and he was staring only at her. But there were the stupid parentheses again. Ron glared at them. Warren had been right. And now, the way he had placed the words on the page, the lines that he felt looked so elegant when he had written them with a quill pen on parchment paper, now appeared to just be confusing. He wondered if any of his other pieces had made it to the magazine. When he got to pages 54 and 55, his eyes grew larger. Herman Horvath had taken his other two poems and combined them into one very long poem. He changed the title of his poem. A look of horror twisted Ron's face. He heard Melanie's voice singing, "Look what they done to my song, Ma." He felt a rush of rage. He had an urge to find Herman and confront him about it. Then a voice in his head said that he should also remember that they had published every word that he had submitted to the magazine. Later that night, Robin read the magazine and said, "You turned your poems into a choo-choo train." "What do you mean?" It sounded almost childish, but with insight. "Your poems are strung together like railroad cars." "Why did you do that?"
"I didn't."
"They changed your poems?"
"I don't know if it was an accident or on purpose."
Ron knew the title had been changed. He didn't want to tell her. The next day, Herman said, "I saw a connection between the two poems and thought they would look great as a single play piece." Ron's anger had dissipated some. "Wish you would talk to me before."
"I see your point, but I would have made it part one and part two, not run them together."
"Here's the exciting news. The magazine is being considered for a national award."
"Really?"
"The combination of artwork and poetry and prose and photography is getting a great reception," said Herman. "Your poems look great."
"So do yours. But one in English and one in French and one in German without translations? Are you trying to be Thomas Mann?"
Herman laughed at Ron's reference to the 30 pages of untranslated French that were in the middle of the Magic Mountain.